Well, hello, my little creepies. Oh, yes. It's that time again. We talk about UFOs and Bigfoot, paranormal, true crime, and conspiracy stories, and all things creepy. Yes, this is The Creepy Show. You can find us online at creepy.show. And I'm your host, the Master of Creep.
Tonight's episode is called The Ouija Board Twins. The Ouija Board Twins was submitted by Jimmy Smith, one of our listeners at thecreepyshowpodcast.com. Jimmy tells a story about his family going camping. At the time, Jimmy was 14. He had an older brother, Paul, who was 16, and twin sisters, Sarah and Leanne, who were 12. We also had a German Shepherd named Kelly, who was 3 years old. Our family loved to go camping at Shawnee National Forest, which is about an hour's drive from our home in Madisonville, Kentucky. Paul and Dad and I would go camping there a lot, and we would rough it. We would bring tents and fishing equipment, and we would usually catch our dinner each night. However, when the entire family would go with us, we would rent one of the available cabins at the park. These cabins were really nice, with all of the comforts of home. The bigger two-story cabins had 3 bedrooms, a fireplace, and a big kitchen. When the whole family went camping, we would bring lots of games and puzzles. Mom and the twins didn't really like camping, but they did enjoy getting away from home and playing games all day long. My brother and I would go with my dad to a small lake and go fishing. Each night, we would all get together as a family and cook dinner. After dinner, we would usually play games or tell ghost stories. Paul and I really liked to tell spooky stories just to scare Mom and the twins. The last time we went camping was Thanksgiving weekend in 1987. This was to be a 5-day camping trip starting on Wednesday through Thanksgiving Day and leaving on Sunday. We rented the biggest 3-bedroom cabin available. Mom and Dad got the downstairs bedroom. My sisters shared an upstairs room, and I shared the other upstairs bedroom with Paul. Kelly, our dog, usually would sleep in our room. We arrived on Wednesday and unloaded the car. We brought a turkey with all of the trimmings for Thanksgiving. Plus, we had enough food for the other 4 days. By the time we got the car unloaded, it was starting to turn dark. We had dinner, and we built a nice fire in the fireplace. We had to bring our own firewood because you're not allowed to burn wood from the park, even if it has fallen on the ground. But that wasn't really a big problem for us because we lived near a wooded lot and had lots of free firewood available. Each cabin had a guest journal. It was a large book full of blank pages so that you could write about your camping experience for future guests to read. Our journal was about half full of previous guest stories. After dinner, we read the journal out loud for the entire family, and it was fun to hear about other families who had shared the same cabin. Our journal had 24 previous entries, so we decided to read about 6 of them each night just before going to bed, starting with the first one, which was more than 2 years ago. Most of the entries were pretty boring, with such things as, "We were here for the weekend and we had a great time." Some of the entries were very descriptive and fun to read. Both Wednesday and Thursday were uneventful. We enjoyed a great Thanksgiving meal, and everyone took a nap in the middle of the day. By the time we were all awake from our nap, the sun was starting to go down. I remember Dad saying, "I hope you like games, because we will all probably be awake past midnight." Yes, probably so, since we slept several hours after our big meal. Someone left the Ouija board in my closet. Now, I assume it's one of the previous guests, so I brought the Ouija board downstairs and Paul and I started playing with it. We got Sarah and Leanne to try it out, too. This seems to be a very old Ouija board. Not the kind that you buy at the toy store. This one had an old wooden box and almost looked handmade. Mom and Dad didn't want anything to do with the Ouija board. Dad said those things don't really work, so Paul and I set out to prove him wrong. We asked the Ouija board obvious questions. Questions such as, "What color is our car?" And then Paul and I would make the pointer spell out silver. "Are Sarah and Leanne twins?" And then we would push the pointer to yes. We let the twins try it out. And to our surprise, the Ouija board actually worked. Sarah and Leanne asked several questions, and the Ouija board gave correct answers. We finally started getting tired, and everybody went to bed at about 11 p.m., everyone except our twin sisters. They stayed awake several hours, giggling in their room. I asked Paul, "What in the heck is so funny?" The twins laughed almost all night long. Even our dog Kelly noticed them laughing. The next morning, we confronted Sarah and Leanne. Paul and I asked, "Why were you laughing all night long? What was so funny?" And Sarah said, "We weren't laughing, we went to sleep." And I said, "No, you were laughing almost the whole night. We heard you." Mom said, "Just drop it. What difference does it make?" Later that afternoon, the guys went fishing while the girls did craft projects in the cabin. We caught more than a dozen fish and decided to have a fish fry. After dinner, we played games. I brought out the Ouija board again, and we fooled around with it, but it didn't seem to be as accurate as the night before. For example, we asked it, "How many people are staying at the cabin?" And the Ouija board said, 8. Leanne said, "See, that thing doesn't work. There's only 6 of us." Just before bed, Mom read more entries from the guest journal. We learned about some trails that we didn't know about. Paul said, "We need to check those new trails out tomorrow." Paul and I went to bed, and again we woke up to more giggling. It was so loud that Kelly started barking. Paul and I went down the hall toward the girls' room. But as we got closer, we realized that the giggling was coming from someplace else. In fact, it seemed to be coming from our room. And I said, "Well, that's impossible. We were just in there." We went back into our room, and the instant we opened the door, the giggling stopped. I noticed that our room was freezing cold. We were actually exhaling vapor smoke from the cold. Paul and I decided to sleep downstairs in the living room on the couches. Finally, it was Saturday. It was our last full day of camping, but the weather had turned stormy. We woke up to thunder and rain and decided to do indoor activities, which meant more games. The entire family started playing Monopoly. That game lasted more than 4 hours, with Dad finally winning it all. We broke up into smaller groups, and the twins and Mom started doing crafts. Dad started to read a book. So Paul and I started fooling around with the Ouija board again. We asked the board who was giggling last night, and it spelled out C-I-N-D-Y. And then it spelled out B-E-C-K-Y. Cindy and Becky. Well, that was strange. Who was Cindy and Becky? We wanted to know more, so we started asking the Ouija board some follow-up questions. Well, it seems that Cindy and Becky died a few years ago in an auto accident in Vermont. We learned that they were 5-year-old twins. But what in the heck are they doing here? We are in a cabin in Kentucky. We told Dad about what we had learned, and for the first time, he seemed interested in the Ouija board. He started asking questions about the accident, and the Ouija board provided answers. Soon, the entire family was asking questions, and we started writing down the answers. It was kind of like doing a puzzle. Some of the things that the Ouija board said made sense, while other times it was a complete mystery. We played the Ouija board way into the night, just stopping long enough to eat dinner in between. Now, the Ouija board started to paint a complete picture. We gathered more information about the dead girls, learning about their favorite colors, their favorite food, and their favorite games. These ghosts seemed to be harmless, but I was still a little freaked out that we had ghosts living with us in the cabin. Why are the ghosts here in Kentucky, more than 900 miles from their home? We asked the Ouija board, "Why are you here?" But the girls didn't answer. Mom said, "I don't believe any of this," and she wanted us to stop playing with the board. Soon after, Dad lost interest too. So Paul, myself, and the twins kept asking more questions. Paul asked the Ouija board, "Do you mean to harm us?" But it didn't answer. Paul asked, "What do you want?" And the Ouija board spelled out G-O-H-O-M-E, go home. "What do you mean, go home? Do you want to go home, or do you want us to go home?" Dad said, "I think you kids should do something else. You've been playing with that Ouija board long enough." As soon as Dad said that, the Ouija pointer jumped off the board and slammed against the fireplace and shattered. We all jumped and screamed. Dad was very angry, and he said, "Who threw that?" Paul said, "Well, no one. It just jumped off on its own." All of us backed up Paul's answer. "We swear we didn't throw it." Now, I understand it was hard for him to believe that, but it was the truth. I could tell Mom and Dad didn't believe our story. Mom said, "Let's all just settle down. It's almost time for bed, so I'll read the last entries in the cabin's journal." And I could tell that Mom just wanted to defuse the situation and move on to something else that wasn't so controversial. So we put the Ouija board and what was left of the pointer back into its box and put it back in the closet where I found it. Mom started reading the cabin journal out loud. She read the next entries, and they seemed to be more of the same. For example, "We all had a great time camping and fishing." But finally, there was a connection to the ghost and the Ouija board. Mom started reading the last entry in the cabin's journal, which was very long. It was written by Dale Garrison and his wife, Anita. They described their vacation at the cabin as a break from their normal life. They mentioned that they also found the Ouija board and started using it to try to talk to their two daughters, Cindy and Becky, who had died in an auto accident. Apparently, Dale and his wife took a vacation to get back together again and repair their lives after the accident. They mentioned that they were from Vermont. The last paragraph in the cabin's journal was a warning. "Please, whatever you do, don't play with the Ouija board." They went on to say that some evil spirits pretending to be their dead children were coming through the board. Well, that advice was a little too late because we have been playing with it for 3 days now. And about that time, we heard more giggling upstairs, and this time everybody heard it. It really freaked us out. We don't want to stay here anymore. Let's get out of here. Even Kelly, our dog, was ready to go. He was sitting in the corner of the room, trembling. Dad agreed, and we started loading up the car. The rain had stopped, and the low fog had settled in, making the entire cabin seem eerie. Although it took us an hour to unload the car, we had it loaded back up in about 15 minutes. We were motivated to get out of there. We finally were loaded up, and we had one last look back at the haunted cabin. And just as we were going to drive away, Mom said, "Crap!" She said, "Look, we left one of the upstairs bedroom windows open. It's probably going to rain more, and we are responsible for any water damage. Who opened up their window? None of us had anything to do with the window being open, but we could see the drapes were blowing in the wind." Dad said, "Well, I'll go back and I'll close the window. Leave the car running. I'll be back in a few seconds." After about a minute, Dad returned. He looked very pale and was visibly shaken. He said, "The window wasn't open at all, but something was making the drapes move." And he said he could hear giggling just like before, except this time it seemed to be different, a little deeper and more evil sounding. My dad also said he felt someone try to push him down the stairs when he left. He had to grab the handrail to keep from falling. As we were leaving, we took one last look at the cabin, and in the upstairs bedroom window, we saw the silhouette of a young girl. And standing behind her, over her shoulder, was the silhouette of a man. Dad floored the gas. We left the driveway and drove straight home. We have never used another Ouija board again.
As the casket closes on another creepy episode, we bid you farewell to the shadows that danced upon your fears. Oh, and thank you for joining us on this creepy journey into the unknown, where the darkness whispers secrets and the silence echoes within your soul. Find us online for some extra creepy content at creepy.show. And if you happen to make it through the night, don't forget to share this podcast with someone you want to terrorize. Good night, my little creepies. Sleep with one eye open, for the night is long and full of horror. Ha 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 ha